Last Friday, the 27th of April, a friend and I went down to Blackfriars Bridge, where we heard a poem.
This is a poem which was written for a young lady on the 1st of December 2001. The young lady was entranced with the beautiful night, clear, transparent, magnificent London night, and conveyed to me her entrancement and said, "You must make a poem." And I was moved, and so I wrote Blue Moon. There's a blue moon hanging over London, laving the Thames, glazing with dream, weathered stone and tree, whispering commandments of enchantment, as if everything were good, no soil city reeking with crimes of incurable griefs. There are leaves still clinging or fall with tiny thuds. Such feelings mingling, a musical mood of rhapsody and poignancy. Oh, lift up your eyes, and from the dead rise. Watercolouring London is a blue moon, tingling with mystery, as if doors were open in the charmed air to worlds of beauty, as if there were no impossibility, as if autumn were hinting at spring, and twin December with roseate June. My heart is singing, there's a blue moon hanging over London, as if poetry were visiting.
What you've just heard is the voice of Joseph Marinus, very well-known poet who recites poetry underneath Blackfriars Bridge, a national treasure, in my opinion, and very well-beloved by everybody who has occasion to go up there. The South Bank, in my opinion, is the jewel in Southwark's crown. They have really succeeded in creating a lovely, vibrant atmosphere up there, which creates a texture of left bank memories. It runs from Tate Modern down past Bankside, under the bridges, and down past Oxo Tower, all the way down to the Festival Hall, that area. Many performers come there from all over the world, and there are craftspeople around selling bits of jewellery and stuff and some lovely creations, pavement art, and many musicians. All of this, I have to say, is a bit in the past. This year, it has become somewhat sterile, and I was appalled to hear from the poet that on Saturday, in fact, he was arrested, manhandled, and they really are clamping down, which is going to change the nature of the place. It really is such a pity. I remember a day, probably towards the end of last year, approaching Blackfriars Bridge from the London Bridge side. Under the first bridge, there was a string quartet being played by, I think they were East European young men, with cello, violin, etc. It was absolutely magnificent. Walk a little further, and under the next bridge, Blackfriars, there was a ponytailed musician with a violin just playing his heart out. It was a Mozart piece. Really, really beautiful. I'm sorry those things have gone now.
I've been an out-of-doors poet for 8.5 years. I've been coming down to central London with my boxes of poems, my magic carpet, my lanterns, my stool. I sit and I wait for people to come and be attracted. And in the course of that time, I've had many meetings with people and have written many, many poems, and The Blue Moon is one, an example of a meeting which gave birth to a poem. There have been many meetings. So overall, I discovered myself to be engaged in the writing of a book. The book coming into being through inspirations from the people, which in a mediumistic way I then seek to render as accurately as possible. So I will call this book a people's book. In the course of these years, it's always been difficult. There have always been officious policemen and difficulties with councils. But basically I managed to persist. But it is getting more and more difficult. There seems to be a proliferation of militias developing in this country. And I find that I encounter, street wardens, rangers, City guardians now have sprung up in Westminster. I've seen market inspectors, trading assessors, and worst of all, people called street care enforcement. Now, on Saturday, the 21st of April, I was innocently writing in my book over my magic carpet and my lanterns when two such people arrived, and they told me they had to seize my poetry and my accoutrements because I was breaking the law as a street trader. Well, I tried to talk to them, but they didn't want to talk. So I insisted that a proper law officer should be called. And eventually, after 20 minutes, two young police officers arrived. But unfortunately, they didn't want to look at my document, which a kindly, friendly lawyer had looked into the matter for me and presented a case sort of justifying my activity. The police officers didn't want to look at it, and so I ended up getting arrested. I was handcuffed and accused of breaching the peace, while the people from the street care enforcement gathered up my poems and put them in a plastic bag, took them away. With my magic lamps, my carpet, my sea rocks went as well. Who is the author of this zero tolerance policy towards all activity, no matter how benevolent and harmless? Well, according to the testimony of the street care enforcers, it's a certain Ken Livingston. Ken Livingston is preventing people playing music and reciting poems in London. Why is he doing that? Well, I was speaking to a friend of mine who's an astute person and been around, a saxophone player, and he hazarded the guess that it was something to do with the neurosis over the Olympics. Apparently, when cities become world culture places or are becoming the subject of world attention, so he tells me, there is often a policy of repression in these cities, so you have to chic them up, make them look really nice, get all the ragamuffins and all the filth off the street and make them as presentable as possible to commercial sponsors and all those lovely tourists and all that lovely lolly they're bringing into the country. Anyway, so I don't know, maybe that's the case, or maybe it's just the general neurosis over terrorism. The authorities are getting very itchy, very panicky, and there isn't much they can do about terrorists, but they can stamp on a few beggars, musicians, and ragamuffin poet. Perhaps, I don't know. Other people may have ideas about this. I did write as well to the Tate Gallery, the director of the Tate Gallery, for assistance, but I find that he basically is in support of this repression and in support of zero tolerance, amazingly. This man's the keeper of Blake's manuscripts, paintings, poems. What is one to make of it all? It looks like a gigantic coma to me, which has spread far and wide like an enormous dragon spreading into every office. Who haven't I written to? Did I get any help from the Arts Council? I wrote them letters, submitted poems to them. No voice back, no replies if they were all fast asleep. It's like Van Winkle's kingdom, this country.
This is FTP for Indie Media Global Report on Resonance 104.4 FM.